Now turn to part two. You will hear part of a lecture about an architect called Josh Kiesel, who became famous for designing environmentally friendly houses known as earthpods. For questions 7 to 15, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
I want to start this talk on alternative house design by telling you a little about a man called Josh Kiesel, who has been a proponent of what he refers to as radically successful living for many years. Kiesel was born in Australia and studied architecture at the University of Melbourne. During his course, he started to get interested in ways of using recycled materials for building. After graduating in 1982, he followed up this interest, and very soon he had a moment of inspiration, which has influenced his entire career. He realised that if he took discarded objects and filled them with dirt, he could create something that acted as effective insulation, keeping the inside of buildings cool in summer and warm in winter, without the need to use dangerous or expensive materials, such as spray foam, for this purpose. Kiesel then started to use this technique to build houses, which he called earthpods. These are all built from things which would otherwise be thrown away. So, for example, in the first house he built, he constructed the walls by collecting together old cans and wiring them together to act as bricks. Later, Kiesel used other materials, such as sandbags. Soon he was building and selling his experimental homes, at the same time continuing to develop his techniques. Kiesel describes his earthpods as passive solar buildings in the way they function to regulate temperature. Apparently, the thick walls of the houses absorb heat from the sun during the day when the weather is warm and then slowly release it at night and during colder seasons, so they act as storage heaters. This is quite different from using conventional fossil fuels such as oil or gas for central heating, as it is a sustainable system with no harmful byproducts. Kiesel is proud of his building's green credentials. He says that his earthpods are off the grid, meaning they've got no power lines coming in and no energy being used, but he says they're still extremely comfortable to live in. At first, he only built earthpods in Australia, but soon people in other countries got interested in what he was doing. In Europe, the first earthpod was built in a small village in Switzerland in 1987 and was modified to cope with the weather conditions there. It was originally a community centre and was adapted for use as a hotel for tourists visiting the region. As well as having to consider local conditions, Kiesel also has to bear other factors in mind. In Belgium, he had planned to build an earthpod out of car tyres, but this was not allowed because of the risk of contamination from the toxic metals like lead and zinc they contained, so for that project he had to use glass bottles instead. In the UK, Kiesel recently got planning permission to build 16 earthpod homes in a semi-rural area popular with public sector workers such as nurses and teachers. The plans for the project had to include safeguarding the habitat of lizards which were already living wild in the area. However, although Kiesel has always stressed the experimental nature of his buildings, some people found the designs unattractive and they didn't always perform as promised. Disillusioned buyers started to file lawsuits and claims over leaking roofs and other problems. After a year-long dispute with several clients, Kiesel was stripped of his professional licence in 2006 and his earthpods were declared unsafe and illegal. Faced with the end of his career, Kiesel agreed to follow the required building codes, though not without protest, and though he chafed at not being able to experiment freely anymore, Kiesel got his architect's license back and resumed building earthpods. The documentary, Trash Pirate, recounts Kiesel's struggle with the law and glorifies his life and work, and he is presented in the film as a green hero, a rebel whose concern over the environment was ahead of his time and is now vindicated.
Now you will hear part two again.
I want to start this talk on alternative house design by telling you a little about a man called Josh Kiesel, who has been a proponent of what he refers to as radically successful living for many years. Kiesel was born in Australia and studied architecture at the University of Melbourne. During his course, he started to get interested in ways of using recycled materials for building. After graduating in 1982, he followed up this interest, and very soon he had a moment of inspiration, which has influenced his entire career. He realised that if he took discarded objects and filled them with dirt, he could create something that acted as effective insulation, keeping the inside of buildings cool in summer and warm in winter, without the need to use dangerous or expensive materials, such as spray foam, for this purpose. Kiesel then started to use this technique to build houses, which he called earth pods. These are all built from things which would otherwise be thrown away. So, for example, in the first house he built, he constructed the walls by collecting together old cans and wiring them together to act as bricks. Later, Kiesel used other materials, such as sandbags. Soon he was building and selling his experimental homes, at the same time continuing to develop his techniques. Kiesel describes his earth pods as passive solar buildings in the way they function to regulate temperature. Apparently, the thick walls of the houses absorb heat from the sun during the day when the weather is warm and then slowly release it at night and during colder seasons, so they act as storage heaters. This is quite different from using conventional fossil fuels such as oil or gas for central heating, as it is a sustainable system with no harmful byproducts. Kiesel is proud of his building's green credentials. He says that his earth pods are off the grid, meaning they've got no power lines coming in and no energy being used, but he says they're still extremely comfortable to live in. At first, he only built earth pods in Australia, but soon people in other countries got interested in what he was doing. In Europe, the first earth pod was built in a small village in Switzerland in 1987 and was modified to cope with the weather conditions there. It was originally a community centre and was adapted for use as a hotel for tourists visiting the region. As well as having to consider local conditions, Kiesel also has to bear other factors in mind. In Belgium, he had planned to build an earth pod out of car tyres, but this was not allowed because of the risk of contamination from the toxic metals like lead and zinc they contained, so for that project he had to use glass bottles instead. In the UK, Kiesel recently got planning permission to build 16 earth pod homes in a semi-rural area popular with public sector workers such as nurses and teachers. The plans for the project had to include safeguarding the habitat of lizards which were already living wild in the area. However, although Kiesel has always stressed the experimental nature of his buildings, some people found the designs unattractive and they didn't always perform as promised. Disillusioned buyers started to file lawsuits and claims over leaking roofs and other problems. After a year-long dispute with several clients, Kiesel was stripped of his professional licence in 2006 and his earth pods were declared unsafe and illegal. Faced with the end of his career, Kiesel agreed to follow the required building codes, though not without protest. And though he chafed at not being able to experiment freely anymore, Kiesel got his architect's licence back and resumed building earth pods. The documentary, Trash Pirate, recounts Kiesel's struggle with the law and glorifies his life and work, and he is presented in the film as a green hero, a rebel whose concern over the environment was ahead of his time and is now vindicated.
That is the end of part two.